You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
The beer is cold and the wings are hot. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
You have a new destination for your baseball news, information, and entertainment, Ballcap Sports on YouTube, hosted by our friend Jim Riley, who joins us again this week in the sports bar because... Well, last Friday, Jim, when we had you on, you essentially predicted exactly what was going to happen in Game 1 of the World Series. Here we are, Game 6, and your Jays have the chance to do something they haven't been able to do since 1993, win a World Series. Welcome back in, buddy. And it's Yamamoto. This is not going to be easy.
Not at all. Yamamoto is the one Dodger pitcher that I think is Jays fans alike. We all look at this as the one guy that worries us. Snell, not so much, as we've seen. They get to Glasnow. If we get to Game 7, Glasnow would likely start. Even Ohtani. I mean, they were able to get to Ohtani. This is the guy. This is the guy that has the stuff that I think is a problem for the Blue Jay bats. Just so many pitches living in the zone, pitches moving in the zone. That splitter is nasty. It is dynamic. It's the great equalizer, creates soft contact and sets up his other pitches. Yamamoto's a problem. It's exactly who the Dodgers needed at this moment.
Do the Jays alter their approach and try to work up? Because they've been very aggressive at the plate, right? First pitch swinging a lot. Are you trying to take a different approach in this game, knowing, all right, let's try to get his pitch count up a little bit here? Because we could talk about, we knew the Dodger bullpen was a question mark, and it hasn't certainly delivered, the game three notwithstanding, Jim.
I would say they will continue with their approach. I think they are going to swing at baseballs that enter the strike zone. I think they're going to try to stay away from what looks like it's going to be out of the zone. I don't think they changed their approach, but what I do hope they bring with them to this game is a lot of any takeaways from that game too. What did you see? What did you learn? What can you bring into this game to attack him more effectively in terms of the movement on that splitter, trying to pick up the seams, pick up the rotation? What did you learn from game two that you can apply to this game and implement? Because their overall approach, I do not expect them to change. I think they will be aggressive. They just need to try to find those elements of Yamamoto's game that they can exploit from game two. Because, I mean, this is a fascinating matchup with these Blue Jay bats against Yamamoto. And then on the other side, the Dodger bats have not been there. You're not going to have to win or put up a ton of runs. They can win this game by maybe just scoring two or three runs. Two runs would have done it last time out. So they don't have to score a ton on Yamamoto. They just got to squeeze a couple across.
We're not really having the same conversation if they don't get a performance the other night on Wednesday night like they did from Trey Yosevich, who is just phenomenal. Talk a little bit about what he's meant here down the stretch. And man, I mean, watching back-to-back homers to start that game, that was it was almost a snoozer. It's like, okay, well, good luck climbing out of that hole.
So in these games early on, I find that you're looking to see who's got the momentum, who's got the juice, who's feeling it tonight. And to start off a game in that manner, that's exactly what the Blue Jays needed, especially with all of the talk, all of the narrative was that it was going to be the Blake Snell revenge game, that Blake Snell knew what he needed to do better, and he was going to have better command of his fastball, and he was going to bounce back. And the Blue Jays were able to jump on that fastball, and Blake Snell went away from that fastball because he still didn't have it against the Jays. So to grab that early on is a tremendous boost. It's contagious throughout the rest of the team. Like, all right, this is our game. We got this game. It gives you an air of confidence that if you go 1-2-3 in the first inning and the other team jumps out, it's like, oh shoot, we're having to dig out from behind. But the way you Savage dominated, it was a quick first inning. So the Jays get the two home runs right out of the gate, and then the Dodgers come to bat, and it's 11 pitches, and they're back in the dugout. And then in the second inning, he strikes out the side. Setting the table, the first couple of innings, it felt like that game was won in the first couple innings with those two home runs, and then you Savage dominating right out of the gate, continuing it the rest of the way and giving us a performance. I mean, so much happened in that game. First pitcher in Major League Baseball history to record his first two career 10 strikeout games in the postseason. Most strikeouts by a rookie in a postseason game. Trey Savage has number 4 from the ALDS and number 5 from this World Series game. He has been a tremendous boost for a Blue Jays team that, quite frankly, they didn't have you, Savage. There would be question marks as to how they would be putting together their rotation throughout the postseason, because they would have Gausman, they'd have Scherzer, they'd have Bieber, and then they'd be looking for a fourth guy. He's been a tremendous boost to this team.
So if you get to a game 7, if you're Toronto, is it Scherzer? How does that look? I mean, to me, it's like the old game show, press your luck there with Scherzer there. I mean, you're okay the last one, but is there another option there perhaps for Toronto?
So I think Scherzer takes the ball. He's earned that right with the performances he's put forth in this postseason. The last two games he's been out there, he's been Mad Max, and he's given them tremendous effort, saved the bullpen. It's been a great boost finding this Max Scherzer performance that none of us saw coming, believe me. So he gets the ball, and the beauty is this: if we get to a game 7, I think the Jays are actually, from a pitching perspective, set up better, because I talked at the beginning of this phone call, the one guy that scares me in this Dodgers pitching stable is Yamamoto. He goes tonight. He will not be available tomorrow. He was available at that marathon game 3 game because they had a day off in between. And he wouldn't have gone long. He would have given them a couple innings and then they would have pulled him. He will not be available for game 7, and he's the only guy that worries me. Even Ohtani, you know what? They got to Ohtani too. The one guy on the Dodgers side won't be available in game 7. For the Blue Jays, if we get to a game 7, the only guy that won't be available will be Gausman. So if you go to game 7 and Scherzer doesn't have it, you can go to Savage. You can dust him off and bring him out. You can go to Bieber, who was great when he was out there. So there really has been, at least for, you think about game 7, there's a big I don't want to call it a boost, but it feels like they have an advantage if you get to game 7 and you're in that mode where everybody's available. I think the advantage goes to the Jays there. Not that I want this to get to game 7. I want them to finish it tonight.
Yeah.
I want them to beat Yamamoto, because I don't want to go to game 7. I don't think I can handle that stress.
All right, so let's talk about who they've got on the bump tonight against Yamamoto, because you mentioned Gausman, and I want to get a sense as to what his chances are against this Dodger lineup. Take us back to how this all looked earlier in the series and what Gausman brings to the table tonight, where they could potentially win this whole thing out.
Well, that's what I like about Kevin Gausman, is his effective pitch is that splitter, just like Trey Savage. And if Gausman has that splitter, that is what really helped them against the Yankees. That splitter is such a – it is the nastiest pitch in baseball. Everybody needs to have a splitter, in my opinion, right now, because, I mean, that is Yamamoto's key. That everything's going to be built off of that splitter tonight for him. Same thing against Gausman. We had a stretch in that game, game two, where Yamamoto retired the final 20 in a row. Mm. Well, while Yamamoto was building that stretch of retired hitters consecutive, Gausman was doing the same thing on his side. Gausman retired 17 in a row at one point. So I think it was the second inning they got a base hit, or it was the last, might have been the first inning, first or second inning, and then the Dodgers didn't do anything again until the seventh. So Gausman has shown that his ability to dominate this Dodgers lineup is there, and that's another key element here. Is this Dodgers lineup just isn't hitting. Maybe it's because of the Blue Jays pitching. We have to certainly give them credit in this scenario. Their mix, what they're throwing at them, has been extremely effective. But this has also been a Dodgers lineup that has had trouble going all off season. Since the Cincinnati Reds series, all the way back in the wild card round, that's the last time this team scored more than 5 runs. And something's just not clicking with this lineup. And with how effective the Jays pitching has been, it's been perfect timing that they are capable and effective enough to hold anybody down. And then you throw in the fact that the other team's hitters are kind of in a slump right now. Just bad news is bad timing for the Dodger hitters.
We're talking to Jim Riley, Ball Cap Sports, game 6 tonight in Toronto. If necessary, game 7 tomorrow night. And Jim, just wanted to kind of get your thoughts on this. We were talking a little bit before, like the analogy here being, if someone asked Sean McDermott about the Dolphin game next week, that would get shut down instantly, meaning, hey, there's a game coming up against Kansas City. We're not talking about the next game. I don't know. It struck me a little weird that Dave Roberts is openly talking about scenarios for game 7 when you got to get through game 6. Is that normal in baseball that you could just look at this as a whole, or is perhaps just Roberts so confident that Yamamoto's on the mound tonight?
I think that's the element of baseball, is that you're confident. You're confident that you're going to get the win. You're confident that you're going to get a hit. You just have the confidence. You prepare for that win, whether that win is on the game level and it's just a hit or a strikeout or a walk. I mean, how many times do we see hitters from the very basic level of a ball right on the black, the batter starts walking towards first base and has to come back because, nope, it's a strike. There's just that level of confidence in baseball, and it doesn't surprise me that they're sort of coming into this already talking about game 7 scenarios. But you know what that does? That also fuels, it fuels the Toronto Blue Jays to say, oh, these guys already think they've won. They're already running through their scenarios and their playbook for how they're going to take game 7. But you know what? We have something to say about that.
Yeah.
So there's almost a little bit of bulletin board material. If I was Roberts, I wouldn't talk about it. I would just say focused on game 6 and say we'll talk about game 7 strategies after we take care of business on Friday night. Yeah, this is a little bulletin board material here for the Blue Jays.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first 2 orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
One thing about the Dodgers that it's when it comes to a personal thing, it's kind of, I mean, it's personal. You can't kind of dig too deep, but from a baseball standpoint, it's showing up not having Alex Vesia there, right? But when you see the team putting 51, when I'm reading this headline, you know, from Yahoo and others that the Dodgers are emotional over the Vesia situation. Again, we don't know, but how much is that kind of playing in both on and off the field here?
Well, I mean, on the field, there have been multiple instances now where they've gone to Anthony Bonda when they clearly would have gone to Alex Vesia. And Anthony Bonda hasn't gotten the job done when he's been called upon. Those would be the Alex Vesia calls. And, I mean, I think Dodger fans would all agree that there's far more confidence in him to get the job done. Vesia is right up there with Blake Treinen, unfortunately for Dodger fans, as the two most trusted guys out of the pen for Dave Roberts. And you don't have him. He has to take care of family stuff. Family stuff comes before sports, comes before profession. We've all been there. So we know family first. And you know, there is absolutely no second-guessing that or wishing he was here. But it is certainly a loss not having that player at that level of trust, and he's really good, not having that caliber of talent to go to in these situations, going to a guy that's a level down and isn't getting the job done. I mean, he was on the mound when the Blue Jays erupted in game one. He's sort of been around a lot of the failing moments of this Dodgers series. He's kind of been involved in those, and maybe if Vesia is there, the Dodgers get out of those scenarios and it doesn't get out of control.
All right, Jim, you were great last Friday in kind of laying out what you thought would happen with game one. Game six tonight, the Jays can clinch their first World Series since 1993. Lay it out for us. How do you think this all plays out? What are the keys? Who do you think comes out on top? Is this going to game seven? Do you have confidence in your guys that they can get over on Yamamoto tonight?
Well, there's a few things going on. So game six in the World Series in the past has gone really well for the Toronto Blue Jays. That was the Joe Carter home run against the Phillies back in 93. I'm not saying that we're going to have anything like that, but I do think the Blue Jays are going to keep this game close. Yamamoto's going to keep the score down. I think the Blue Jays pitching is locked in. And they will also keep the score down to the point where this could end up being a late home run that decides it for either team. That we could get to the seventh, eighth, maybe even the ninth inning where a home run is the deciding factor. Because Yamamoto, while he has gone complete the last two times out, I would be shocked if he does it a third time. I think he'll go deep. But I don't know if he goes all the way. And if he can't go all the way, then the Toronto Blue Jays getting into that Dodgers bullpen. Doesn't matter who comes through the door tonight. It won't be Ohtani tonight. It could be tomorrow. But tonight it won't be. And whoever comes through the door, the Blue Jay bats are going to know that they can get to whoever's taking the ball. So I think there's too much momentum here with the Jays. I think the Dodger bats are in trouble. I think the Dodger bats will struggle. I think Yamamoto will do his best to dominate and keep the Blue Jays to one or none. But I'll say late, the Jays either finally break through on Yamamoto or get through on the bullpen, put a couple runs across. Maybe a home run is at the center of it all. And I'll say that they take it. Say they take it tonight.
Yeah, you don't want to mess around with a game seven. I mean, you don't see like if it goes extras or maybe you need that spot. I there's an analogy here, and it actually involves the Blue Jays. Who was the reliever for Baltimore? Britton and Buck Showalter never went to him, and then
that was the Edwin home run.
Yeah,
that's the Edwin Encarnacion home run. Yeah,
so like, oops, season's over here. So like, that's a balancing act tonight for Dave Roberts. I think you would have to err on the side of, hey, we'll figure out tomorrow if we get there.
No doubt about it. That is where Dave Roberts has to be careful. You can't manage for game seven. And if he does that, then that could cost him. If he doesn't go to somebody at a certain spot because he's like, oh, I got to save him for tomorrow, that could be a mistake. Now, the same thing could happen for John Schneider, but at least he has that extra day. He can save Shane Bieber or Treya Savage for game seven. Dave Roberts has to be ready to empty the chamber. I will say this, there's a lot going on here for that just sort of fuels the Blue Jays here. There's the whole, it's been brought up in broadcast thing where teams that swept in the LCS versus teams that went seven versus the LCS, the team that went seven went on to win the World Series. The team that had the sweep has always lost. It's happened six or seven times, and the sweeping team from the previous round has always lost. You're back in Toronto. George Springer is back in the lineup tonight. That is going to provide an emotional boost. And we saw this play out when we were coming back to Toronto against the Mariners. They brought George Springer back after he was hit in the knee. Didn't look like he could walk. He was out there for game six. He didn't do much in game six, but just him being there is an emotional boost, an emotional lift. You have the home run history for this team. It's happened four different times. You had Carter, you had Encarnacion, you had Batista, you had Springer earlier in this postseason. There's just the magic is there, and maybe I'm too much of a Blue Jay fan that it's clouding my image, but the magic has been there. There's so much momentum in their direction. I know Yamamoto is going to pour some cold water on it early tonight, but I just think they ride the magic. Baseball is so much about magic and fate and just these moments that the baseball gods bless us with. And sometimes teams have it, sometimes teams don't. And it just feels like, and again, I'm a little biased because I'm a fan, feels like the Jays might be riding some of that right now.
Well, you're a fan, but you're also delivering great knowledge, not just about the Jays, but about baseball in general. Ball Cap Sports on YouTube, Jim Riley joining us here in the sports bar. And when it's all said and done, Jim, because we won't have a chance to talk to you before this series ends again, tell everybody about what you're working on here at Ball Cap that we can check out, not just through the remainder of this series, whether it lasts tonight or through tomorrow night, but also beyond into the offseason.
Yeah, as we head into offseason, that is when all of the transaction activity picks up, free agency, trades, everything. And throughout the entire offseason, I am there diving into it, breaking it down, live streams as deals seem like they're going to go down, or once they go down for an immediate reaction or an analysis of a crazy trade that didn't make any sense or nobody saw coming, or, you know, it could be Kyle Tucker to the Yankees. We will live stream. If it seems imminent, we'll do the free agent signing watches. It's a lot of fun in the off season, and anybody looking for a baseball fix through the winter, I got you covered over on the YouTube channel.
Well, great stuff. And good luck tonight, Jim. We're
kind of
pulling
for you,
but all right, thanks, Jim.
We'll
pull it for Ernie too. I mean, Ernie Clement, Rochester guy. We got to see Ernie have another great game. Been clutch all series. Enjoy the night, Jim, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Jim Riley, Ball Cap Sports, jumping in to give us a little preview of Game Six tonight in Toronto.
If Ernie Clement wins the World Series, and knowing that the stats that he has all these hits, he's not going to get the World Series MVP. It would be Vladdy, right? Barring something heroic these next two nights or tonight. Is it the best playoff performance, a playoff run by a Rochesterian? I would probably put Abby Wambach, even though that's not apples to apples, number one. I'd have to go back and dig through Brian Gianta winning cups.
Yeah, Abby's S tier. She's up at the top. But Ernie's run this postseason has been impressive. It's been more than impressive. It's been great. It's been, as far as like how provincial we are with our athletes, mm-hmm. yeah, that's right up there. I mean, Abby, it is an apples to apples because she was global. I mean, like, she's winning World Cups and she's dominating in her sport.
And she left Rochester. I think we should also point that out.
Sure. That, sure.
Which is nothing wrong.
Yeah, like, Ernie's keeping in touch with his Brighton roots. He's been active, and he knows we're all pulling for him. Looking forward to tonight. It's going to be great. Game 6, Yamamoto on the mound for the Dodgers, Gausman on the mound for the Jays, and we'll see if the Jays can get their first World Series since 1993. If not, Game 7 tomorrow night, well, I'm sure that'll be entertaining as well. But let's get it done tonight.
The follow-up on the Alex Vesia situation, so, like, Danger, he was a closer at some points, like, but certainly, like, top two reliever on this Dodger team, not available. His wife was expecting, and she posted last, we're just days away on October the 18th, so no one knows if it has to do with the baby or the herself. So.
Well, that's terrible, and you don't wish that on anybody, and I agree with what Jim is saying, family first. Now, knowing that we have a little bit of context there, I think, you can understand why he wouldn't be with his team at this time if there's something going on, a complication of some sort. But then I also, in the back of my mind, the cynic in me is like, okay, how severe are we talking here? Like, what exactly is going on? Is it a childbirth thing? Because I didn't know anything about what was keeping him away from his team. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one thing if it's, you know, you've got a pissed off wife or a girlfriend that needs you there. But it's like, this is serious. He needs to be there. There's you know, a very, very, very good reason why he is away from his team and his teammates. Obviously, feeling some of that remorse for their teammate who's not there with them.
If they get beyond Yamamoto tonight, and this becomes, can you imagine? Okay, tie game, 10th inning.
What if they get to him early? I know that's a hard thing to imagine, but they did it last game. What if they get to him early, and the crowd is into it early? I think that's a key. I think you got to try to get to him early. And hearing Jim say that they're not going to deviate from their plan, they're going to stay aggressive. Yes, be you. Get to him early if you can.
I'm wondering too, is having Springer out there a mistake? We won't know until we actually see it. So
we'll get a report. Boots on the ground. Somebody there to paint a picture. That's our buddy Tim, our coworker Tim, who's there for game 6. Going to take it in tonight. By the way, we got to raise a glass to Tim because there's a reason why he's in sales. That's an impossible pitch. Hey, hon, I know it's Halloween and we have two kids of age that would go trick-or-treating or but I want to go to the World Series for game 6 by myself. Cool? All right, see ya. That's a strong, strong pitch.
I can't even imagine how I'd pull that off.
It's impossible. I would not be able to pull
it
off.
I'd have to go to the, this is for work.
You use that excuse a lot, though. She probably hears that too much.
Well, I've missed a few Christmas Eves because of the bills.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the last one. Oh, I do remember the last one. There were 10 men on the damn field, Rex Ryan, against the Dolphins in overtime.
Mm-hmm.
Last time the Bills lost to the Dolphins at home. That was the last time I believe the Bills played on Christmas Eve. But I digress. Even to this day, I'm like, you know, it's a career thing, but you don't want to miss holidays. So.
Right. But, I mean, also, these are the moments that you live for as a sports fan.
Right.
And he gets to potentially witness his history tonight if the Jays can close out this series. It'll be great action. Can't wait for it. Also, great action Sunday afternoon. Bills, Chiefs. Damon Mandalora, the Bill Maddock podcast. We'll talk some more Bills, Chiefs. Coming up here in the 4 o'clock hour, we have plenty of time for your calls. If you want to join us at 585-866-4FAN, that's the Good Smoke Barbecue and Pub Wingman line, 866-4326. Award-winning barbecue from Good Smoke Barbecue and Pub, 135 West Commercial Street, East Rochester, goodsmokebbq.com.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.